how do the state's finances look to you right now from your position as treasurer?
Well, keep in mind there's a couple of areas to look at what we're talking about here. One of them is the outstanding liability we have in regards to debt, and it is an abysmal situation. We're at $45 billion worth of bonded borrowing, and the scary thing of that is that $26 billion of that $45 billion is actually borrowed bond money to put into the pension funds. So those unfunded liabilities in the pension systems plus this borrowed money to try to bolster that puts us in an extremely tenuous situation. In fact, I've made it very clear through the white papers I issued about a month ago that Illinois has got to get off of this borrowing binge and start to deal with the realities of the cash flow that it has today. Now, the current budget that we have, I'm pleased that it wound up where it was as opposed to what the governor proposed. Now, that still doesn't mean it's in an ideal situation, but it is definitely much better than what it was proposed by the governor. So I support the idea that the General Assembly is going to take the additional appropriations off of the capital spending bill and try to just move forward the capital bill separate and apart.
Now I understand there is still some spending expected, well, for Medicaid in the next fiscal year that just doesn't have any funding for it, a certain portion of Medicaid.
I'm sorry, Jim, I don't understand what you mean, though, funding for.
I was understanding, I'm going by a Chicago Tribune article, which is essentially saying that the Medicaid budget, as the Tribune puts it, Illinois is on the verge of approving a Medicaid budget that could mean doctors and hospitals wait months to be paid. And
oh, I see. You're talking about cash flow.
Cash flow. This is flow issue, not a debt issue.
Now I understand. I'm sorry.
And how does this reflect on the condition of the state's finances?
Well, I mean, it's obviously a bad situation. We've got vendors that are waiting considerable length of time after they've delivered goods and services to the state to not receive their funding, to not receive the money that's due to them. So one of the good things out of the federal program that was put into place by the Obama administration on the Medicaid was it required payments within a certain period of time. That requirement timeline is going to be expiring, and I think what's going to happen is it's going to push back the payment cycle for vendors, which will include doctors, hospitals, and pharmacies, those who provide services to those with developmental disabilities and mental illnesses, and that's not good. That's why when we look at going out and increasing spending to increase growing operational spending, when we already been adequately taking care of the cash flow of our current programs, is really concerning to me as a state treasurer, and it should concern those as taxpayers of the state of Illinois.
How much more has to be cut, reduced in spending, or making up for past debt? And I know we're getting back to the other part of the budget picture again.
Sure.
To get in a position where you'll feel comfortable.
You know, I'm not sure that I can actually give you a direct dollar amount because it does move around some. Here's what the real answer to it is. Until we get a handle on the unfunded liability in our pension systems, all of these other cuts that we do are not going to be able to resolve it. You know, as a state treasurer of Illinois, I went and cut 50% of my vehicle fleet. As a state treasurer of Illinois, when I went into office, I cut 73% of the cell phones and Blackberries. You know, I've cut back on, and all of that adds up to money, but it's not going to fix the problem. It's the unfunded liability in our pension systems, and we have to look at addressing what type of pension systems we have in place for the public employees. That is where the real liability stands. And there was attempts to get it done this spring session of the General Assembly. It did not happen. I know there's going to be hearings over the summer. That has to be resolved because all of these other things, you can close all the state parks, you can close down all the Department of Agriculture and the Department of Aging. That will not fix the problem. It's only exacerbated in great part because of this whole unfunded liability in the pension systems.
How far does the state have to go concerning making changes to the pension system? Does this include perhaps reducing the benefits for current employees, which I gather would take a lot of legal change?
Well, let's be very clear on how I say what I'm going to say, in that whatever an employee has currently vested is theirs. At whatever benefit level, at whatever contribution level, whatever it is theirs. The legislation that I supported provided for choice. If one would continue to, if one would want to continue to have the type of a defined benefit that they have today, that they could choose to keep that. Their contribution to the program, though, would have to be higher. If they would choose to go to another program with a different type of a benefit, they would be able to do that. If they chose to go into something similar to a 401k program, they could do that as well. So I think that's where it would pass the constitutional muster. Plus, it also provides options for employees to look at that would put them really in par with what much of the private sector has done. You look at American Airlines, you look at Caterpillar Tractor. They used to be defined benefit programs. Caterpillar Tractor had to change to become a defined contribution, and they are able to exist as a company today. Illinois needs to follow suit.